the two main key findings were that on the social impact side, there seemed to be relatively few negative impacts in terms of, you know, a possible increase in problem gambling or in terms of crime. There were some relatively minor crime impacts that can't be definitively can't definitively say were the result of the opening of the casino, but we can't also tie them to any other particular development or in change in the environment. So there are some possible increases, mostly in property crime in Plainville and surrounding communities. And then the other main negative social impact has been a very clear increase in traffic and traffic impacts, which obviously one would expect both of those things just with the increase in the number of visitors to the area.
You said, however, that there was not a noticeable increase in problem gambling.
There was not a noticeable increase in problem gambling. That is correct.
Were you surprised by that?
Yes.
Why?
Well, because all of the research that has been done on looking at what happens to problem gambling prevalence rates when you introduce a major new form of gambling is that for at least the first year and sometimes for a longer period of time, you have an increase in problem gambling prevalence followed by then a decline back to the previous level. And so we had anticipated and in fact planned with our research approach, we looked at problem gambling prevalence specifically in Plainville and surrounding communities prior to the opening or prior to the casino opening, and then a year later to see what that change was. And we were surprised to see that there was no significant change in problem gambling prevalence from 2014 when we did the baseline survey to 2016 when we did the follow-up.
In 2 months, we're going to have the first large-scale resort casino open in Massachusetts, the MGM Springfield. How will that affect your research?
Well, so we've already planned in terms of looking again, as we did with Plainville and surrounding communities. We have baseline information from a targeted survey that we did in Springfield and surrounding communities, and we plan to conduct a targeted survey in Springfield following the opening of MGM Springfield to see if there is, in fact, an increase in the Springfield area related to the opening of the casino. As I'm sure you're aware, the Springfield and its surrounding communities are quite different demographically and economically and socially from Plainville and its surrounding communities. And also the scale of the project that MGM is building is much different. So we would we anticipate that the results may be quite different in these different communities where different scale operations are being introduced to communities with different levels of vulnerability.
Is it possible to extrapolate anything from Plainville for the purposes of planning in Springfield?
Well, not so much extrapolating from what has happened in Plainville, but certainly the very large baseline population survey that we did and the targeted surveys in Springfield, or the baseline targeted survey in Springfield that we're looking at as we speak, and understanding the economic and demographic differences between the different parts of the state has already informed the kinds of policy and programs that you know are going to be implemented in Springfield going forward. So I do want to just make one second point. So the two pieces of our project, you know, on the one hand we have the social impacts, but we also look very closely at economic impacts. And the main news from Plainville and surrounding communities is that the social impacts seem to be relatively small and mostly in the areas of crime and traffic. But it's very clear that the economic benefits that were hoped for by the town of Plainville have certainly come to pass. And the goals of the Expanded Gaming Act were for job creation and economic development and recapture of gaming dollars that were leaving the state. And we have seen all of those come to fruition in Plainville.
How many years will you be studying the impacts of the MGM casino?
Well, Chairman Crosby has said on a number of occasions and in a number of public forums that he would expect that the impact study would continue as long as we have casinos in Massachusetts. So that would certainly be my hope.
So the research is going to be ongoing. This is going to be kind of akin to the Framingham Heart Study. It's going to be almost generational.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the study was originally set up to be a 6-year study, but we are now in the process of, you know, thinking through strategically how you sort of transform something like this into an ongoing monitoring system that has, you know, early warning signals for, you know, if things start to look like they might be, you know, raising alarms that policymakers and people who are in charge of programs can respond quickly, you know, to things that are just emerging. So, you know, a monitoring system is a little bit different from, you know, just a standalone research project. But we have been going now for 5 years, and so my hope is that, you know, we can sort of turn the ship slowly into a monitoring system lane.